If you're in traffic right now, don't be alarmed. Those horns you're hearing come from West Africa, from Ghana. They're pawpaw horns.
Paw, 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 paw. And it's the sound of the horn.
Stephen Feld calls himself an anthropologist of sound. He teaches in the fall at the University of New Mexico, travels the world, and makes field recordings the rest of the year. For the last 3 years, he's been in Ghana, and he's grown obsessed with the sound of these horns. The honk horns have a rubber squeeze bulb at one end. The brass horn might be straight or loop around. They're antiques from the 1930s and 40s. Drivers used to hang them off their side mirrors. Now they've become musical instruments, unique to a driver's union in the Ghanaian capital, Accra. Stephen Feld has produced a CD of honk horn music to coincide with the 50th anniversary of Ghana's independence. He says the music started out in a practical way.
The way drivers tell the story, they would be, in the old days, they would have timber vehicles and that they would go through forests at night. And when they would break down with a tire puncture, they would be very scared of all the animals that could be in the forest. So they wanted to protect themselves while they were pumping up punctured tires. So they would bang on the tire rims with wrenches, and they would just pump like crazy on the car horns and make as much noise as possible. And then somebody got the idea to start taking bell rhythms and horn rhythms from different kinds of music in the country and transposing them onto the horns and the tire rims, and that was the birth of the music. What came along with this was a unique dance, which is when this music is played, everybody stands around and makes the gesture of pumping up a tire. So just imagine that you've got a bicycle pump in front of you and you just bending down and swaying with it and pumping and pumping, and you get right in the groove.
Where would songs like this be performed in Ghana?
Well, this is one of the interesting parts of the story. This music has been going on for 60 years, and it's been totally under the radar, and that's because it's only performed at the funerals of truck drivers. So this is a music played by drivers to honor other distinguished drivers. And the idea is kind of like a New Orleans jazz funeral, a real rejoice when you die kind of party where you are sent up by a honking of horns. The driver's road to heaven paved with car horns and a whole lot of honking.
Tell me about the song that you call the Trotro Tour of Ghana.
Zimama we, Zimama, Zimama, Zimama.
Now, what are we hearing here, Stephen?
You're hearing a clip, basically, from the national anthem of Ghana. That Zimama we, God bless our homeland, Ghana, is the national anthem. And that was a little brilliant piece of stagecraft by the drivers to open this song with their national anthem.
Ghana is a great motherland, black and beauty, freedom and justice for Africa.
A little bit of English there.
Yeah, freedom and justice for Africa, black and beautiful. And here we've got the bells, the hand percussion, and the pawpaw horns, and the drivers begin to sing a song about linking all the roots and places on the country. And there's an English refrain in it, on our way home we touch so many places, on our way home we reach so many towns. And then they name all of these places. So the song is literally a map. And they call it the Trotro Tour of Ghana because it's their way of saying, you know, we are the map of this country's history. We've been to all these places. We link them up. We go from one to the other. And in doing that, you know, we are the story of how this country became a nation.
If someone were listening to this and hearing sort of a wonderful mishmash of sound, but not necessarily music, what is it that you're hearing in there?
I'm hearing all kinds of things, you know, because the drivers are pulling from all kinds of sources. It's all different, you know, many different languages, many different ethnic dance and musical traditions from Ghana, many different kinds of songs. There's rapping, that's going on here. There's fragments and bits and pieces of jazz. These guys have listened to bebop. They mimic the swinging sax section of the swing band era. Each guy has his own choreography. One of the musicians walked up to me when I first met him and said, my name's Adi J, but, my friends call me Charlie Parker. And this was because he could play the car horn so fast, he could play 8-note runs. Another guy is called Lester Young. I mean, so I hear jazz. I hear the whole Black Atlantic. I hear all kinds of things that range all the way from animals to music to the history of roads and honking. It's really quite wonderful that way. I think the inventiveness of this is all the things that it takes you, leads you to imagine in not just the history, the local history of Accra and driving there, but the way these guys are really connected to a cosmopolitan world of music.
The last song on the CD, this is Pompa Horn to Horn Fireworks. And you hear not just the squeeze bulb horns, but you hear all sorts of other horns from cars going by, it sounds like.
Yeah, this was really funny. This was my last day there, and we had completed the recording, and I was at the union office just saying my goodbyes and hanging out with the drivers. And then one of the guys said, we should really do something special for the 50th anniversary of Ghana's independence. We should really, really surprise people with this recording. And they began talking, and they got all animated and excited, and they took their pom-pom horns, and they went down to the end of the road to the taxi ranks, and there must have been about 50 or 60 taxis and minibuses down there. And they told the drivers, they said, we're going to start honking on the horns, and we want you to join us, and we're going to make some fireworks, and that's what we're going to send out to the nation on the 50th anniversary to tell them that we're here. And we just real quickly set up all the recording gear, and it was just the perfect, perfect ending for the recording.
Let's listen to a bit.
So this is really like, I'm literally in the middle of the road with traffic going by me in both directions, down in the center of La, across from the taxi ranks.
So when the taxis and the trucks are going by, seeing the other drivers with their instruments, they're responding. They're
yeah, everybody just got all excited and, started really getting into it and waving their hands and, putting their thumbs up and honking or banging on anything they could find.
Well, Stephen Feld, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And thanks for introducing us to the pawpaw horn.
You're very welcome.
Anthropologist Stephen Feld produced the CD Pompon, Honk Horn Music of Ghana. At npr.org, you can hear more music and see video of the drivers performing. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.